This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're talking about the lesser prairie chicken, and if you're familiar with eastern Colorado, western Kansas, the panhandles, or eastern New Mexico, probably you're familiar with this critter. They've been on the landscape forever.
They were very abundant in the 20s and 30s, and they took a big dive in numbers, at least apparently, in the late 30s, early 40s, probably primarily due to the Dust Bowl era.
That's Don Wolf, senior biologist at the G.M. Sutton Avian Research Center at Bartlesville. Wolf says over the past 60 years, the chicken's population has been boom to bust to boom, roughly in 10-year cycles, usually influenced by climate.
Over the last 30, 40 years, those rebuilding cycles are never to the level that they were the previous cycle.
These days, there seems to be a renewed interest in the bird. Maybe folks missed the bird because in the mid-90s, the population crashed to all-time lows.
What it appears is that some kind of a threshold was crossed where that recovery was just not possible any longer. And we still don't know what the triggers were, what the mechanisms were. But the point is that the populations never seem to be robust again.
Wolf says not only have populations declined, due to fragmentation of rangeland in their habitat, bird communities are becoming isolated, and that opens them to many perils.
It could be a severe heat wave, it could be a severe drought, it could be a severe winter, a disease outbreak, a shift in predator pressures, anything that hammers that population down. Unless there's some fresh genes coming into that, that population is starting to become inbred. Then it becomes even more vulnerable to any of those events.
Research has determined a couple of factors are doing a lot to impede the lesser prairie chicken from thriving.
You want to maintain that treeless landscape that they are accustomed to.
That's Christian Hagen, science advisor to the Natural Resources Conservation Service Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative. The bird really has a problem dealing with tall vertical structures in its habitat. Here's Chris Hies with the Nature Conservancy at Arnett, Oklahoma.
We don't really know the exact mechanism, but what's probably happening is that the birds perceive those vertical structures in their habitat as potential raptor perches, a place that a hawk might be able to sit and watch them or watch their young.
Tall vertical structures include trees and mesquite that have encroached the prairie. Jim Pittman with Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism studied the chicken in graduate school.
I looked specifically at nest site selection to see if those hens were selecting nest sites near those features. And we did find some avoidance to several of those features. Transmission lines, improved roads, and the data that we had on oil and gas pump jacks was kind of inconclusive in my opinion.
Habitat fragmentation occurs when the bird feels hemmed in. In researching this episode, I saw a map from a study of radio-tagged lesser prairie chickens conducted by Sutton Avian Research Center. Like pushpins on a map connected with string, the chart documented movements of hundreds of birds. On this landscape were a road and a transmission line. On either side of those features, the birds were very, very active. But, says Don Wolf, there was little travel across the road or the transmission line.
The birds would basically come to within about 500 meters of that transmission line and then would either go back the other direction or movements that were almost paralleling those lines. The inclination would be that, well, I don't like the looks of this. I think I'll go somewhere else. Maybe I'll find a better place to cross.
Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about efforts to rehabilitate lesser prairie chicken populations and hear archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.